Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do? Boom.
Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine lately?
Yes, and I have found one.
Really? Did you know that at-home boxing is one of the safest and most effective forms of exercise? Allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teach you proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knock out achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country across the living room. Joe, have you done this product before?
Yeah, I actually started it last week, man.
Bro, what's it like?
It's really, you know, you don't have to leave the house or go to the gym, so there's no excuse not to exercise. It's right in front of you. The lessons are extensive, they're detailed, and that's good if you don't have any boxing training at all, which I don't. And the bag, it's not that cumbersome. You can stand it up wherever you want. You can put it to the side when you're not using it. And, I mean, between that, using the lessons and competing against whoever you want, friends, family, or just strangers around the world, it gives it an interactive part to it. It makes it a lot of fun, man. But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what fitness level you're at, what your age is, what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, probably haven't been to fight in their life, and Fight Camp can teach you, like, if you get bullied or get picked on, you know, you know at least you know how to punch somebody in the face, and you're going to have a great time. So how do you think you would rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard, Joe? Would you be in first place, you think?
Oh, I'm working my way up to the top 10 worldwide. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, good grief. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start just $99. Even off some great financing options, you can start as low as $9 a month. It's so cheap. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
I've been in really bad condition, because I haven't been training. And I've been training since I was a little kid. And everything that we sell on this show, we use ourselves, and the Fight Camp has been incredible because, as Joe mentioned, because Joe's the one that told me about it, as Joe mentioned, you know, you don't have to go to the gym, you don't have to change, you don't have to park anywhere, you don't have to pay gym memberships, and plus, like, I used to box in the service, and so I have a punching bag in my garage, and when you hit it, it swings back and forth, and, you know, somebody's got to hold it for you to really, you know, punch it, and this, nobody has to hold it. It doesn't swing back and forth. You don't got to hook it from the top of the roof. It just stands on the floor, and you can go out there, and they have little video sessions. So if you only got 15 minutes, you can do a 15-minute workout, and it works every single, you know, muscle in your body. It's I highly recommend it.
Go to fightcamp.com/Konan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONAN. Vince is like mentally, he does, when he tweets, he tries to capitalize letters, you know, put words in capitals,
right,
to emphasize, and it doesn't, and it doesn't, like, if you read, you're like, if you read it in the tone of voice that he's writing it, you sound like an imbecile.
Right.
It's like, here's something you need to know about irrelevant. Old fucks like me, the older we get, the less shit we take from anybody, no matter who you are. That's the beauty of being a senior citizen. That's how he wrote this.
Right.
How did he realize how dumb it sounds? Like, if you read it out loud, you know?
Well, obviously he doesn't, because I've heard you tell him before and he continues to do it.
He still does it. And but Twitter now, supposedly, is going to have a, you're going to be able to put
4,000
bold letters. Yeah. Bold letters and italics in the, in your tweets.
I saw it was 4,000 characters or something. Like
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Ready to get the K100 talks?
Yep.
All right. So, yo, this week we're back with K100 Talks. What's the topic of discussion, D.I.?
Well, I want to talk about the what happened with El Capo's son in Mexico and what's going on down there since it's happened, and the kind of like the lack of coverage here that we have on it, but like the implications of the drug wars in Mexico and the new gang that may be coming to prominence here in the United States and in Mexico. And I think you know a lot about this.
Right. So, you know, since I got to Mexico, I always used to hang around with these guys and they used to come to the matches, and I still have many friends that are in that business, and they always tell me what's going on, and I always read what's going on in the news. So I'm pretty well versed on this. So and this came off of tell them where you saw this interview.
Yeah,
so
Joe Rogan had a guy on a clip, and basically he was talking about how what was going on with the Sinaloa gang in Mexico, and how this new what's the name of the new gang?
Cartel Nuevo Jalisco.
Okay, the Nuevo Jalisco cartel. Right. How that emerges, they're kind of like almost like the Sinaloa cartel is almost like the good guys in this situation.
Well, that's what this guy painted it out like. But
okay,
both right,
so yes, yeah. I want to hear like, okay, so you're a Mexican, you know everything, or you're
right,
you know what's going on in Mexico. Okay,
so here's the thing, the because, you know, Disco never heard of this cartel, and so I'm going to give him a little info. This guy's mega, mega interesting, and we could do a whole show on him. So if he wants to do it in the future, we can. But basically, the leader is this guy called Nemesio Cervantes, and he's known as El Mencho. So everybody knows him as El Mencho. Mm-hmm. And
which means what in Spanish?
I don't really know what the fuck it means.
The Mensch. A Mensch is kind of like a rotten guy. Like, yeah. All right, cool.
Put that in, Joe. Mensch, definition in English. See what it comes up with.
I'm typing. What
were you? A rude person.
Oh,
all right. So basically, just so you know, he had been in the U.S. when he came here illegally when he was like 20 years old. And he got caught on a couple of things, including like gun possession, and they put him in jail. He got deported and he came back. Okay. Now he was known. This is a great story that I love. So he was known for being a street smart and really slick, you know, and his organization is very structured, very much like the military, with military weaponry, uniforms, ranks. And he had actually started, gotten rid of this group called Las Matacetas or Los Zetas, which was the most dangerous group that there was in Mexico, the most dangerous cartel.
And this guy's in charge of the Jalisco New Generation cartel.
Yeah, but he was almost killed by La Matacetas. So when he became leader, his main issue was getting rid of these guys. And bro, they were military, former military guys, because this guy said in the interview that he was a military guy. Mencho, he never was. He was just like in the police. But these guys were. They were ex-military, and they were hired by the Cartel del Golfo to do their dirty work. And they were just, you know, they were coming
killers.
Out with the grenades and bazookas and, you know, military style shit.
Right.
And but anyways, here's a great story. So he had come to San Francisco illegally when he was like 20 years old. he came back after he got deported, right? But this time he got put in prison on federal drug charges because him and his brother had gone to this bar in San Francisco to carry out a heroin deal. And his brother was in charge of the buy, and Mencho was like a lookout, right? And when Mencho saw how the bills were, they were like neatly stacked. They were clean. And he was like, bro, nobody does business like this. These guys are undercover cops. And I guess one of the undercover cops was wearing like a wire, and they heard him, you know? And so they went and they arrested him and they put him in jail again. And then he got out of jail and then he went back to Mexico, where he became like the head of this assassination crew for a guy called Maradona. Anyways, bro, they're very, very, very organized. They're very, how would you say the word? Very violent, you know? Around 8 years ago, I would say, they had located Mencho in Guadalajara. And when Mencho figured out what was happening, he had all his boys block all the strategic entryways and exits, and they blocked like several highways, and they used over 30 vehicles to do this, and he got away, you know?
Conan.
What'd it do?
End the old year with a new you, and Close It will give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic. You'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code K100 at TrueClassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body. And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellas of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look that can be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time. And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra-soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more. And you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, dad bods, we got you covered. Rip bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar, and they're kind of round, and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors. Very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom. There was this kid, listen to this story. There was this kid, he was a YouTube star. He couldn't have been more than 17 years old, Disco. And he was known as El Pirata de Culiacán, the pirate from Culiacán. Culiacán is this city in Sinaloa. And so he went on there and he started making fun of Mencho. And so he was drunk.
On
so
YouTube, you said, or?
Yeah, YouTube okay. Influencer. You can look this up, bro. He was like a big YouTube influencer. And he was out there and he was talking shit about him. And I guess the next day people must have been like, yo, dude, you know what you fucking did? And so he went on there and he apologized. Too late. The hit was out on him and like four guys came and fucking killed him in a bar. Jeez. Yeah. And there's like video in the bar. Well, yeah.
Well, let me say this. I'm going to give you my limited knowledge of this stuff and everything. Right. And then you can tell me.
17 years old.
Apparently,
17, right.
So apparently Chapo, the Sinaloa gang, right? The old school gang from Chapo is his kid or his dad who got arrested. But Chapo got arrested this kid got arrested 3 years ago. And basically, the gangs were there's so many people in this gang, they surrounded the police that had him and they literally they threatened to kill everybody, they literally had to let him go. So they had
not just that. When they called the guy, they called like three people that were in charge, and they go, this is your address. We're in front of your house, and if you don't release them, we kill your family.
God damn!
Right?
Yeah,
that's way different than like
around.
Well, as I say, the Sinaloa gang is supposed to be kind of like the, because the old school drug dealers were kind of like they kind of gave back to the community. To try to keep the people on their side.
Let me explain to you. Right. That's another thing the guy was wrong. Because he was saying, they're giving out stuff to people. All the cartels do that. Okay.
Right.
All the cartels that. So does El Cartel de Jalisco,
Well, that's okay. Let me tell you this. Cause this is the thing. These people are very violent. Okay. But that's what they've been trying to do to kind of change their, they have a very negative image. The cartels do because, there's so many murders. Mexican murder rate is 20 times higher than the United States strictly because the gangland, all the killings. And the Sinaloa gang and the New Generation Jalisco cartel are fighting stuff. And the New Generation Jalisco cartel is gaining a lot of power and they're very violent and they're just doing everything by force. They're trying to kill your opponents, take everything over. And that's the way they operate. But I'm reading here. This is from July of 2022. So, let me read this from Vice. And this is how they operate, right? Notorious drug boss El Mencho Acequera, leader of the New Generation Jalisco cartel, appears to be asking Mexico's criminal syndicates to leave priests, doctors, teachers, and other innocents out of violent confrontations. So, bro, they were getting so violent that they were just killing so many people that say, hey, look, okay, we got to slow down here. We're killing too many. We're killing people that don't need to be killed. We don't be killing doctors and teachers and priests and stuff. That's going to get us some really – then the military is going to come after us if we start doing this, and is what I'm getting. But did you hear about when this was going down, Conan?
Yeah, bro, I hear all of that. I hear all of that. Okay. So, right. But just to show you that this guy was wrong, when the COVID came out, they were distributing toys to children all over the place, especially – in a place like Veracruz, because Veracruz, they were fighting for control of that territory. So they wanted people on their side as informants, not people fingering them. So that's how they win them over, right? And they did this all over. They did it in Guadalajara. They did it in Mexico City. Every cartel does this. So when the guy says, oh, Sinaloa is the only one that does it, and they're the good guys, that's absolutely false.
I just find that kind of fascinating what you were saying before about how they will absolutely threaten law enforcement families and all that shit. Because like I was saying before, in the U.S., even the mafia was like, don't fuck with a cop's wife. Don't do this. Drug dealers in the U.S. will not fuck with FBI, whatever. Bro, God damn.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah.
And he's the most wanted man right now in Mexico. And the guy was right in the interview. They have diversified to extortion and kidnapping, but they also are very big into oil theft, which, believe it or not, it's huge in Mexico, really? But yeah, and they attack public officials. Like they tried to assassinate this guy who was what was his title? How would you say it in English? Like a security, former security secretary. And they tried to kill him. Then Mexico City's security secretary, which is a big deal. They're the guys they're the guy in charge of that cities. And Guadalajara is probably the second or third biggest city in Mexico. Mexico City is the biggest. They're in charge of keeping the public safe. Okay. And they went and they tried to kill this guy. They actually had these dump trucks. So you know how dump trucks, their sides are really high? Not the one that goes around, or like a cement truck kind of, like basically, it's basically a truck in the back. It has really high walls and a high back end. Well, they stuck a whole bunch of guys there, right? And then when they got next to the head of public security in Mexico City, they all stood up and they all shot at him. And bro, it was incredible. He wasn't killed, but he was in an armor plated, you know, car, you know, armor proof, whatever car, bulletproof armor plated car. But they just don't give a fuck, bro. And right now, one of the things that they've done is they in Tijuana, the last people that were left of the Tijuana cartel, they united with Sinaloa to try to fight a cartel de Jalisco, because they're trying to, they made very big inroads into Tijuana and everywhere. It won't be long before I think they're going to be number one, you know, but
the Jalisco, which cartel?
Well, Sinaloa is number one right now. Jalisco.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what this guy was saying. And plus two, he basically, didn't they do something where they basically like shot down the whole marijuana, the illegal marijuana business in the United States? I think was one of the things that the guy said. Like with the new, you know, with so many states legalizing, right, and like they went in and like basically like got rid of all the other ones, and like now they're just pushing fentanyl, right?
No. The ones that pushed fentanyl is Sinaloa.
Right.
That's why they wanted Ovidio so bad.
Conan, I have a question for you.
What it do? Boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, that Athletic Greens is a fantastic product. Athletes use this. Basically, what Athletic Greens is, it's all your nutrients all in one nutritional drink. I started taking Athletic Greens because I take, like, you know, when you take vitamins, I have like 9 bottles of vitamins that I take. And it's just a complete pain in the ass. Like, go, you know, having to open them and pour them every day and everything. But that's Athletic Greens. It's just a powder. You put it in, you can shake it. You can mix it with protein drinks. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with water. You can take it before your workouts. You can take it in the morning. You can take it after your workouts. It's comprehensive health and the power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. So I take mine usually after I work out. And athletes are just all in on this. You know, they have one thing in common with athletes. They take care of their bodies. And a huge part of that starts with, you know, whole body health. And they take AG1, and that's why I'm a huge fan of that. It has 75 high-quality ingredients that gives you daily nutrients and long-term gut health support. That's the best thing about this, is that it helps your digestive process. If you're having bad digestion, or, you know, you're going to the bathroom, it doesn't look good, you know, Athletic Greens, you know, puts us in the right direction.
Or if you're feeling backed up and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and all of this for just less than $3 a day. How great is that? It's an effective daily habit with the highest quality source ingredients. It's a win-win. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need for your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan, KONNAN. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/Conan. Check it out.
Yo, so check it out. It helps hydrate the body. It's packed with vitamins and minerals. It boosts your immune system. It has so many benefits. As you know, we're big on wellness here. And bro, like, your body needs like 11 elements, but only 6 of them like are the most important ones, which is like oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus. And this is packed with everything that you need. You don't have to go and cut, you know, fruits or vegetables or anything like that. All these minerals and vitamins and everything that you need to maintain good health in one drink. It don't get better than that. I drink this every day. Disco was drinking it before I was. You know, he swears by it. So, you know, stay in shape and stay healthy. Get your Athletic Greens. Boom. A lot of people were saying that, oh, what a coincidence, you know, your conspiracy theory. There's, what a coincidence, you know, Ovidio is getting arrested 2 days before Biden comes to Mexico. But right. I think that either Lopez Obrador, who's the president of Mexico, was embarrassed because people were dragging him for letting him go. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Biden, this is what I actually think happened. I think Biden said, like, bro, we're having a lot of problems in the United States with fentanyl. Look up fentanyl deaths. And
It's
ridiculous right now. Yeah,
it's really bad, Disco. Like, and San Diego is the capital of it. This is
because
where it comes from.
It's like, I mean, some of it's purpose purposeful, like purposely used, people will get it instead of heroin. But sometimes you get heroin and it's in it, you don't know it. Like Prince got killed with fake prescription pills he thought were Percocet, and they right. had fentanyl in it. Yeah. Or Coke has it in it, you know?
Exactly. I'm glad you just reminded me of something. So the Sinaloa cartel was in the cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, but they're the major supplier of all illegal fentanyl, you know, in North America, here and in Canada. Okay. And so what they do is they put fentanyl in the heroin so it'll be more potent and it's very cost effective. Okay. And so another thing they were doing, they were selling these M30 pills, which anybody that takes oxycodone, that's what's stamped on it. Mm-hmm. But it didn't have any oxycodone in it. Mm-hmm. It was fentanyl. Yeah. So people were overdosing on that. So I think they were like, this is the guy that's bringing it in. And it doesn't matter if you stop him, somebody else is going to do it. But what are you supposed to do? Not arrest anybody? So that's why he wanted Ovidio, because Ovidio was just, bro, I said this on the show one day. I saw this video, and I also saw this in Miami, of something I couldn't believe. They showed blocks and blocks, you know, the fentanyl users, like in Philadelphia, Miami, you know,
all the major cities.
They all congregate like the homeless do in like mm-hmm. the same place. And they were showing with a fucking drone blocks and blocks of people and everybody, dude. And I'm talking hundreds of people like this.
The lean.
Hung mm-hmm. over like that or standing over and hung over in place holding bags.
Yeah, man.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Bro, it's really fucking people up. And this is the guy that's bringing it in. So they really wanted him and they got him. And this time they didn't have a chance to save him because with the first thing they did, they got him. They put him on a fucking helicopter and they fucking or a plane and they attacked the plane. They shot at the plane and they fucking took off and took him to Mexico City. And now he's in the same prison his dad was that his dad escaped out of.
Well, so, since you asked, the last stats they have is there was 53,480 in 2020, which was up 59% from 2019. So you can imagine how bad it is a few years later.
It's really bad. Yeah. Here, especially in San Diego, it's really, really bad. And I know it's really bad in Philly. Yeah.
So last I saw when they arrested the Sinaloa, the capital's son again, and they held him.
Right.
And the gangs started shooting at airplanes, commercial airlines. They blocked off the city and they got really violent, right?
Right.
And they basically said they threatened the government, if you don't release them back in 3 days, we're going to start blowing up the gas stations and all the buses, right? Right. The public transportation. That was about a week ago. What's the status of that?
That hasn't happened.
Mm. It hasn't happened. Now, let me ask you a question. When they were supposed to, like, supposedly the story I heard was that this guy was going to be a gift to Biden. And they were going to take him and bring him to Colorado and put him in the prison with his dad. You know, like the same, do the same things as
right.
deport him to the United States. But I heard the judge has said, like, no, he's not going to be deported. Now, is the tape.
No. What I heard was that the judge, the United States had to put in papers and there's a process of doing it and they hadn't done it yet.
Right.
So that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay, but I was reading some on Twitter when I was going to the rabbit hole on this. Right. That they were saying that people are basically looking at, oh, well, they're just going to – they're so the government's so corrupt, they're just going to get rid of – release
him
again.
I can guarantee you Biden's right. on this, and they're not going to be able to not deport him. You know what I'm right. saying? Biden's right. probably saying, I want this guy's head, and I want him in the United States. I don't want him escaping from a Mexican prison or somebody being paid off. Bro, not too long ago –
And he needs the political points too.
Yeah.
He really does right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but so they got him, or maybe they deport him, but I'm already looking at this here. Conan, I'm right. sure you know the answer to this. Well, who's in charge of the Sinaloa cartel right now?
That's a problem. They say it's fractured because he was like the leader and like very important for the leadership, and now no, they're says, kind of like
– It says it's his wife, Adriana Meza Torres, yeah. queen of the Sinaloa cartel. A couple days ago this article was written.
Yeah, and his brothers are there too.
Yeah.
And the main guy whose ghost, who nobody can find, is Zambada, El Azul, who's the actual leader. And he was like a contemporary of his dad. He's like the godfather. Nobody can find him. Nobody knows where he is. He's a guy really running shit. Yeah, but, bro, Mexico's a narco state.
Yeah.
You know, they've been pulling money into police, into government officials. They've been buying people off, and if they don't buy you off, they'll kill you. Everybody's afraid. Bro, when people know that there's
as a real true, because a lot of fakers, but a real true narco is involved in something. They just say, all right, what do you want? What do you need? Nobody wants any problem because they have zero problem killing you and all your family, you know? And it's so, you know.
And is this, if it's not a question I can ask, I'll take it out. But that happens in the wrestling business in Mexico?
Well, they don't really mess with us in the wrestling business. There isn't the money that they want in the wrestling business. But I have been in the dressing room before when they've come in with automatic weapons and they just say, shut the fuck up. And nobody move, and they walk straight into the fucking where they were holding the cash. Yeah. And they took all the fucking money, and they were like, "If you ever want to come back, this is how much it's going to cost you." So there were certain places we didn't go back for years until they caught them, because at the end of the day, they all get caught. Like very few guys ever, you know, are not caught. They all get caught because. What happens is somebody gets caught and they snitch on them, or, you know what? There's so myriad ways of being caught. A lot of them are flamboyant and they don't give a fuck. They're young and they don't give a fuck. They get into a fight with somebody in their crew who maybe wants to take over. So they snitch on them. There's millions of ways, bro. And they're very paranoid. If you ever meet a capo, they're very, very paranoid. And they're always with guys around them that are armed and ready to go.
Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need the most. But have no fear, Rex MD is here, spreading cheer, even when you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So Rex MD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. Rex MD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. Rex MD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of their best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link, rexmd.com/K100. That's rexmd.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you save big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested, at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to rexmd.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to rexmd.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD. That's rexmd.com/K100. Yes, yeah. So give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom.
That's what I was going to say about who's the guy you mentioned before that kind of stays off the grid and nobody has seen him?
Sambada.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is that in 2023 to be off the grid like that, off the list and just a ghost?
He's been doing this for like 20 years and I don't think they've ever found him. Let me look.
Well, like, perfect example. This is how militant that the police are in getting these people. Like El Mencho in the past like year, two of his brothers have been arrested and his wife's gotten arrested.
Right.
But they haven't gotten him. You know, it's like, are they like, they go after these, they, like, if you make one misstep, that they're right there and they snatch you up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird being a narco. It's like, you're kind of like a high profile person, but you can't be high profile because if you go out in an area where the cops can get you, they get you, you know? That's kind of fascinating to me.
So. And I messed up. I called them El Azul. He's El Mayo. But anyways, okay, listen to this. I'm just going to read this. Listen to this. Ismael Zambada, he's 75 years old. Tell me how fucking badass this guy is a Mexican drug lord and leader of the Sinaloa cartel, an international crime syndicate based in Sinaloa. Before he assumed leadership of the entire cartel, he allegedly served as the logistical coordinator for the cartel, which has overseen the trafficking of cocaine and heroin into Chicago and other U.S. cities by aircraft, narco subs, container ships, go-fast boats, fishing vessels, buses, rail cars, tractor trailers, and automobiles. Here's the best part of this. Ready? He has never been arrested or incarcerated.
Wow.
Okay? That's the ghost. That's the leader. That's the real leader, not the chapitos. The chapitos are like, you know, Chapo's sons.
Yeah, wow. The guy's like probably sitting in some man cave somewhere running everything, huh?
Yeah, and probably a smart guy, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah, like the guy that doesn't need to be in the big mansion. He's just in some apartment complex.
Yeah, not like Vince that needs to be hands-on, you know? Right, like, bro, I'm going to be over here in Switzerland or whatever, Morocco, chilling in the cut where I can't be extradited. I paid off all the officials to tip me off if anything happens, you know? They're always one or two steps ahead of everybody. Sure. You got to get very lucky or somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. All right, so, that's been a good talks. Been good information. Very good talks, Mexican drug. Right. I like keeping up on this stuff. I like hearing from somebody that actually knows that goes down there and knows what's going on. Because, you know, bro, it's very, like, there's a lot of shit going on down there, and you'd think it'd be bigger news here.
Right. Like, did you hear about this the other day? They had this, you know where Juarez is, right?
Right, of course.
So they had the leader of this certain gang, and he was in there, and they went in there with trucks and they broke into the fucking jail, into a jail, and they got him out, you know? And the cops actually.
Like, can you imagine? This shit does not happen in the United States.
Right.
You know, like, it's unbelievable how, like, powerful the gangs are that it happens there, you know? It's like crazy. Yeah,
like I said before, like, if a mobster gets locked up, the mafia isn't busting up the jail, or you know what I mean? Like, there's that's what's fascinating to me, is that there's kind of rules to crime in the state, sort of, with the mafia or drug dealers. Like, they have a code or whatever, and sounds like in Mexico
it's just don't kill the priests and teachers,
bro. And listen to this. And listen to this. This happened like on New Year's Day or Eve or something like that, and so now the supervisor of the place, you know, has been fired and is under investigation. Because he had like these luxury VIP cells, which has been going on forever, where you got TVs and sofas and liquor and drugs, and they were throwing parties, and they're like, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? So anyways, they had like a prison riot brawl, and then these guys escaped, and the leader, I'm trying to look for his name, El Neto, and he's an eye patch wearing reputed leader of the Mexicles gang, and so anyways, he had a 200-year sentence for kidnapping and homicide. He escaped when they broke him out. Okay, the breakout was a well-planned assault involving bulletproof vehicles, rifles, and even a grenade launcher on the state-run prison holding about 3,900. So a white Hummer H2 pulled up and a guard was killed at a checkpoint at the prison entrance. The Hummer fled and two men inside were killed in a confrontation. The checkpoint attack is believed to have been a diversion for a planned riot that erupted inside the prison. They found weapons on the prisoners. They're trying to figure out how that got smuggled into the facility. But anyways, I think the biggest thing out of this is that the guy that they went in there, then one cell, they found $87,000. The hell is going on here?
Jeez.
But anyways, so this guy who escaped, they actually found him like two or three days later, then the police killed him.
Mm.
Yeah. But bro, none of that. And this is the border of El Paso. None of that was said here in the United States.
All right.
That's all right. Crazy. So anyways, you know, if you read anything or hear anything wild, crazy that you want to talk about in Mexico, you know, we'll chop it up on K100. People love, they always write me that they like hearing about what's going on in Mexico. They're like fascinated by it, kind of like the Prince Harry shit. And anybody that has any comments or thoughts or anything, you know, write us, Adam. Where is it, Joe?
It's k100questions@gmail.com.
All right. And once again, thank you for all the support of K100. Listen to previous shows, and we'll be back next week with K100 Talks. Boom.